Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Banger.
Another
about
banger.
Bangers.
Another banger.
Dan Wilson impressing me today. For someone who I didn't know you were a music man as much. I thought you were,
wasn't familiar
with your name. To be honest, exactly, Devin, thank you. To be honest, normally when you produce the show, you just play the stagers that are already in there.
Well,
like, so
the camera's out. I can actually cook today.
Nah, well, you are cooking.
You would be a sick like bar mitzvah DJ. Like, you're bringing all.
There was the great line somewhere on Twitter this week where it's the you're either cooked or you're cooking. You're either holding.
Oh, that's good.
You're either holding the pot or you're in it.
I like it. Yeah, I like
that's
that.
Really good. Dan Wilson clearly cooking today with the music. Let's get to the back of phones in a sec. Let's get to the Twitter poll. Question of the day, sponsored by Armand Chevrolet. In 2025, Armand Chevrolet is proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. ArmandChevy.com. Elliot Chirp Parks in the role of John Ritchie today. And again,
yes,
we are from Borgata today, the beautiful Borgata, the morning show. Devin Keeney in for Rhea Hughes. Elliot Chirp Parks in for John Ritchie. I am in for Joe DeCamera. So you get to play the John Ritchie role today. Our Twitter poll question of the day is, should the Eagles give Saquon Barkley a similar amount of touches in 2025 as they did in 2024, ASB, no. How do you think the voting
came
down
today?
So
in the spirit of honesty, I'll need a ruling from you on this.
Ooh.
I voted in the poll forgetting. But but it was only 300 votes. It was like 3 hours ago or whatever.
It's probably some sort of...
Yeah, fair.
The point is, I will take this less impressively.
Yes, I just wanted to be honest.
Appreciate the honesty, and you can still vote. Or you can still, Devin, do you know where the poll's at? Did you see the poll yet?
I have not seen the poll.
Okay, so this is good.
Just going to check it out, but I won't look.
Okay, good. So you get the John Ritchie role
today.
Okay. How do you think the voting came out? A, yes, B, no. Should they give Saquon a similar amount of carries this year as they did last year?
I'm going to go 60% yes.
Wow! 57%?
Really?
Yes!
So it's gone up.
Stepping into the John Ritchie role, what was it when you looked?
When I looked, it was 53% yes.
Okay, it is up to 57% yes. So people are with you for the most part, Elliot. I do think there's there's some nuance to this, obviously, but... I understand
wanting to save him for the playoffs. I understand coming off a season with a lot of touches, you want to be smart with them so you get the best version of him. My only pushback on it is, the Eagles should take advantage of Saquon being a great player when he is a great player. You have no idea what the team's going to look like in 26, especially 27. And with how good he can be right now, I want the ball in his hands as much as possible.
Let's get to as many calls before we get out of here as we can. Joe and Hugh coming up next. Let's talk to our buddy Tim in Swedesboro. Thanks for hanging, Tim. How you doing, pal?
Good morning, James. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. How you been?
How are you guys doing?
What up? How
good.
You doing?
I'm all right. I'm all right.
Love a good eye.
Yeah, man. I was listening to earlier with the debate of Ryan Howard and Bryce Harper. I'm saying, can you imagine those two in the same lineup?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That would have been cool to see.
It would have been.
Now,
would
like
Bryce be willing to go to the outfield? Or
I think so, maybe.
Yeah, for Ryan Howard? Yeah. Devin, you should ask him that next time you get a chance to talk.
I'm on it. Yeah. People, I get like the funniest requests. I had a friend reply or like send me, you know, the Phillies will post, James, I don't know if you know this, like the players walking.
I've seen it before. Outfits. Yeah, sure.
I had someone DM me and say, can you please ask Bryce Harper where he got his sweater?
Whoa.
I want it. It's like, you know what? I'll try to get to
that. Yeah, yes.
That might be lower on my list.
I don't know if that'll go over too well.
Might be lower on my list. I get to ask like one question to him. So yeah, that'll be the one. Go ahead, Timmy.
Well, I was like reading about Lizardo last night about where he allowed 20 runs in 2 starts. Am I reading that right?
That is sadly correct. Yes,
it is a wild thing to say out loud and read.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess especially because what was it, Devin? It was like the best first 9 or 10 starts or whatever it was prior to that.
Yeah.
Like in like since like the 30s or the 40s or something.
I think since the 30s,
yeah.
And then the 20 runs makes him the first pitcher in baseball history to allow, or MLB history, 20 or more earned runs in fewer than 6 innings pitched in 2 starts.
Great. So we are battling extremes,
making history.
Here.
Yeah, both
one
ways.
Way or the other, Tim.
I'm going to say I really hope we're not getting another Aaron Nola. I really hope because he's been awesome. Lizardo's been awesome, really.
Yeah. No, he has.
He has been awesome. But I actually think
Lizardo is like, it is fine with him having 2 bad starts.
Yeah.
The issue
is just how bad
it's the 20. Yeah, if it was like 13 runs over 2
totally.
Starts, that wouldn't be great, but it's the 20 that really kind of hammers it home.
Tim, you got an answer for us for Go to Goats?
I hope nobody said this one. Like I told you, James, I haven't had much luck with this. I'm going to go with Bruce Lee.
Ooh. That's pretty. As like the goat martial artist, is that the lane for it?
Yeah, the martial artist.
Like, yeah,
I think he's the only one.
No, Tim, I think this is a great answer.
I don't even know if I can name a second.
I mean, there are guys who are doing it in movies. And, I mean, Jackie Chan.
There
are guys like that.
You might have just cost him my vote.
But I don't know. I think Bruce Lee's way ahead. I think Bruce Lee was like a real. I mean, Bruce Lee's a great answer. I think Bruce Lee has a potential.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, but is Jackie Chan more of an actor and Bruce Lee?
Exactly.
Okay, that's what
Jackie and Bruce Lee became an actor, but Bruce Lee was way more famous than a martial artist at first.
Yeah.
Good question, though. Good clarification. Let's keep it rolling. We got a real one on the line. Talk to our buddy Mike in New York. Michael!
James, what's going on?
How you been, buddy? Long time. I know we've connected here and there, but it's been a while.
My guy, it's good to hear from you, buddy.
Same here. Devin, what's going on, girl? How is it going?
It's going well. How are you?
Good. Yeah, I haven't really been calling or listening because, quite honestly, I was in no mood to hear anything about the Phillies, about the Sixers, about the Flyers. I have just been on a daily crusade every single day reminding every single person I see that we have a 2-time Super Bowl champion and
there
we've got more coming, baby.
So I can just picture you doing this in the Kelly Green velour suit you wore in Baltimore.
Oh, my God, with the big chain.
With the big chain, just walking around. Everyone's like, Lizardo, give up 21s. You're like the dagger.
Yeah. You're like, go Birds. E-A-G-L-E-S. Yeah, walking into your gym, yelling people. Plus, I actually think of all of our callers, if you had said to me, which of your callers will rep the Super Bowl win the most for the longest, you would have been my answer.
Mike's one of them, for sure.
I appreciate that. And for that, I internally love you guys.
My man.
Best, brother. So what's on your mind today? I'm assuming you want to talk Eagles and not Phillies. Be hilarious that after he's like, all right, now I got to talk Harper, guys. Let's talk.
So believe it or not, I was listening before, and kudos to the dude that's out there doing 15 miles a day. I was out there
it's
running
crazy.
This morning.
It's awesome.
I do 5-mile ruck every morning, so kudos to that guy. Mm. And I was listening, and I heard somebody call, and I guess there was a little bit of a topic about the Phillies, because I have not watched a single pitch of baseball this year, of anything.
Wow.
And how you guys are saying that the Phillies are kind of like, being a little bit more business-like, and they're not, being their fun, their fun, collegiate self that we all kind of fell in love with. And a little bit of a warning. Nick has been successful because we've allowed Nick to be Nick. Now, he's kind of reeled it in a little bit, and he's changed it, and he's, kind of repurposed his energy. But you know what? I really don't think Nick would be as successful as he's been if we wanted to change Nick. You got to let people be who they are. Like,
I agree with that. Really,
when what sounds to me, and again, I haven't watched anything, so I'm taking this from a real different perspective. The Phillies are probably putting some undue and unnecessary added pressure on themselves by just not being themselves.
Well, I would also say, Mike, like the Eagles thing, because you bring up Nick Sirianni, right? Nick and Jalen, and like they have fun, and AJ and all those guys, but their thing was never we're like the party fun team. Look how loose we are. Like from day one, they have kind of been like, our thing is hard work. Our thing is being obsessed with football. So they could kind of keep with it. That's like a sustainable thing. Well, I do think the Phillies should keep being themselves. What you're saying is making me think like maybe it's just hard to keep being the fun team when things aren't fun anymore. Like things
are really good point.
Things
Elliot.
Weren't fun for the Sixers after a while. And maybe for the Phillies, like it's just not fun anymore. And well, it's hard to manufacture that.
It's a great point. Honestly, you can't manufacture.
Right.
It has to be natural. It has to be, you
whereas
know,
the Eagles,
real.
The Eagles
and
thing
look,
is sustainable.
And I think part of that goes back to what a lot of us complained about in the offseason is the not bringing in enough new blood, not having enough change up, putting the same group together. Like, of course they're going to feel that pressure. Of course there's going to be that thing hanging over them. Like, and yeah, to your point, and then you get rid of the one guy who's like in Stubbsy, the one guy who's like the chief vibes officer guy, which again, you know, we all understood at the time, but like maybe they've gone, like it, maybe it's not just that they've gone too far with the no fun. Maybe to your point, like they can't
have it.
Yeah. It's fascinating. Mike, you got an answer for us in a go to goats.
So let's take a step back again to the Super Bowl. And, you know, I'm not putting pressure on you guys about calling out a specific caller, but I want to do the GOAT call of all calls.
Oh, I know exactly.
Is this a low? You're certainly playing to two of the judges here.
Okay? We heard him before. Our guy, Drew from Westchester, had the greatest single phone call I have ever heard.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Heard on this station, and it was at the most appropriate time, right before the Super Bowl. It gave us all chills. It gave us fears.
I legit almost welled up when
Oh
my God, I need to hear
my
this.
My great answer, Dan. We're gonna have to, Mike.
It was an emotional time.
So that's what we're gonna do, Dan Wilson. I'm gonna make him do a little work back in the studio. Dan has done a great job. He's been doing work the whole show. Yeah. I'm not implying that he hasn't. But, Dan, see if you can find that. I know we tweeted it out from the Go Birds feed, from our feeds, retweet it. Like, it's there. You can find it. Just take a search. We'll get to that next segment, so give you a little time to find it. But next segment, especially if we've got two judges here who have not heard it, in Dan and Devin, we will play Drew's amazing call from Super Bowl week, or at least a portion of it. It was really great. It was the day of the Super Bowl, the day before it, right there. I think it was the day of.
The morning of.
So we'll play that. That is a great answer, though. You will see. All right, let's keep it rolling. Oh. Usually at this time by the week, we do drop of the week right now. We will not do it because Joe is not here, and I am not back in the studio, and that's usually the way it works.
So
but
there it is.
Drop of the week when we do it. We dropped it. It is a sponsor. We will never drop, though, family. Coming Company Jewelers. Drop of the Week is sponsored by Family and Company Jewelers. Great place, South Jersey's diamond destination. Drop of the Week will be back next week. Joe and I will both. I'm assuming Joe will be here. I think he
I'm here next Friday.
So
too.
Yeah, I think it's the three. You know, yeah. And Devin and I think Rhea off. I'm not sure. We'll figure it out. That we will be here.
Elliot and I will be here.
Drop of the Week will be happening. I will be the metaphysical here, like just not the physical here. All right, let's keep it rolling. Let's talk to our buddy Dave in Wilmington. Hey, Dave.
Top of the morning to you guys.
And the rest of the day to yourself, lad.
Look at that.
That was Irish accent right there.
Yeah.
Oh, that was really good.
Add that one to the drop of the week.
Was it bad? I thought it was all right.
No, it was like, good. It was
I just didn't expect it. It was like, ooh. Anyways.
Well, first off, Elliot, I want to tip my hat to you because that debate, you had an uphill battle. And you really brought the fire, even though you lost from the game.
I don't
even think uphill battle. Like, he had a non-winning hand. It's like trying to say, my hand's better than yours. I'm going to beat you. Oh, it's not. Sorry, I lost.
To be fair, it's
you had
also
no chance.
It's also funny we don't have to say what the debate was about, and everybody knows. That's how you really know.
You just had no chance.
Yeah, like, I mean, I do think,
I think Rhea was great. Like, she did an awesome job, but I think she like was playing from. It's like basically like if you're trying to bluff someone who's got a full house or something.
Yeah.
It's like they're not putting their hand down. Sorry, like you're going to lose.
Now you know it's a ding against Josh Harris. What's happening with Terry McLaurin?
Do I know? Yeah, many things.
Yeah, but I'm saying the Terry McLaurin thing in Washington is very surprising. I know we're not going to get into it, but anyway, I appreciate the kind words.
The next thing I wanted to comment on the Bryce Harper and Ryan Howard thing. Ryan Howard didn't have four or five batters every day go 0-3, 0-4, 0-5.
I was trying to point out that like Jimmy was the fuel. Chase was as good a player. Like I was trying to point out, he had a lot more help in that moment.
That's one of the things. This Phillies offense is very consistent. Every game, there's 3 to 5 batters that go 0-4.
Yeah,
it's one way to be consistent.
Dave, good spinning there. We're always saying how inconsistent the offense is. It's like no.
You know exactly what you're going to get out of Mark.
Pretty consistent.
Great point, Dave.
So that's all I really wanted to say.
You got a goat of goats? I know you're very good at these.
My goat of goats is fictional weapons, the lightsaber.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Yo.
That's creative.
Dave, really good answer. And we want creative answers.
Yeah.
I really like that answer.
I mean, it's definitely the goat fictional weapon, right? Just made up weapons. Like, it's got
Did you guys ever have, like, a lightsaber?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
I can still remember, like, holding it and you, like, went, like, bam.
And the ones that made the noise.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, it made the noise. Yeah.
I was a big Star Wars guy growing up.
Who wasn't?
Yeah.
That's surprising, though, Elliot.
I had all the little action figures.
I was surprised, too, by that the first time I heard it, Devin. I already knew this, but I was shocked when I first heard it.
It almost makes me, like, gain a new respect for you.
Thank you.
Me, too.
Just because you've been so, like, you like reality TV. You don't typically like the, like, sci-fi fantasy type stuff.
I'm not
stuff.
A sci-fi guy. So growing up, my friends used to say I looked like an Ewok.
Oh, well, that's really
tough. I just rewatched the original three movies. Emily and I watched New Hope and Empire Strikes Back on our flight. We went to the wedding in California. We watched on the flight. It was great. It was freaking awesome.
I don't know if we have time for this, which is not the best tease, but tell Devin what you told me about how they're changing the movies.
Oh, all right. So this is a really fascinating thing. And back to the phones in a minute. 215-592-9494. If you want to chime in on this, it's a really interesting thing that I did not know. So Emily and I told you we just watched A New Hope and Empire, whatever, on the flights. And then we finished and we got back. But in A New Hope, we're watching it. And there's this scene early on when they first meet Han and they decide they're going to go on the Millennium Falcon where he leaves the bar and he's talking to Jabba. And I'm like, I don't remember that to Emily. And she's like, no, yeah, I was there or whatever. And it turns out I was right. Like, it was not in the original movie. And it turns out that over the years, George Lucas has added to Star Wars, because in his mind, it was not perfect. He wanted to change. So, like, obviously, I get it, you know, change the effects, but he's actually added scenes, changed things about
the
movie.
So he's basically made them all, like, director's cuts in a way.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Now, so
but here's the crazy thing. You can't really watch the original version.
So and that was where we came to, is that I am fine with art is an evolving thing. And if he has the ability to improve on his art, cool, good for you, that's great. But there should be an option to watch the original thing as it originally was. Like, in a way, you're, like, altering history. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And, like, sneaky altering.
Sneaky.
Right.
Exactly.
Not really,
it doesn't say when you turn it on, it doesn't say this film has been modified from its original version.
Yeah.
like it used to when we watched TV at home when we were kids, you know, when they
and like a movie,
this film has been
yeah.
formatted yeah. for the, you know, because they change it from the square to the
I wonder what
the square
biggest
TVs
scene that he like either has he taken any scenes out or like replaced them?
So I haven't gone through all the changes. It was just stuff I noticed, and then I went and found, like, I double checked it, and it turns out, so you have to go back and get, like, you have to have a DVD pre 1997 to see. So when they re-released it, I guess, in 97,
yeah.
prior to
it's
New
crazy.
Mass, they changed stuff, and then he's been changing stuff since.
Wow.
Isn't this crazy?
That is crazy.
So also, it's like, a fascinating philosophical discussion, too, about, like, what, about art,
right.
about, like, what is a...
Because it's
a,
not the true original.
Right, and it's something where it's,
even
like,
it's
as
like
a kid, like,
scene,
I have
not.
this memory and this experience with this thing, but I can never have that exact thing again.
And at this, it's also, like, at a certain point, make up your mind, man.
Yeah,
like,
well,
the
movie, I agree
the
with
movie's
that too.
Done. It came out 50 years ago.
I agree. I am yeah. fine with artists wanting it. But, like, it is, again, like... You did the one thing
yes.
initially. Like,
yeah.
I need to be able to see that. So it's, I think it's a fascinating philosophical
that
discussion.
That is.
All right, 215-592-9494. We got one more segment to go. If you want to chime in on that, obviously, feel free. But your last chance, one more segment, Goat of Goats. We're looking for the all-time goat in a certain field or area, and we like creative answers like that one lightsaber.
That's gonna be a tough one.
That is a potential winning.
If you're
answer
on hold, you better get creative.
Yeah,
cause...
there's good stuff. All right, and again, we will also get to times yours and a whole lot more. It's Elliot Short Parks, James Seltzer, Devin Caney from beautiful Borgata. We're coming right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.